It's time to meet our next special guest. She's a stand-up comic whose special Single Black Female is available now. Give it up for Marina Franklin. Welcome. Welcome, hello. Marina Franklin.
Well, hello there.
How's it going?
It's going great. I'm here in Brooklyn. Come on now.
Yeah. You recently did a great comedy special called Single Black Female. You taped it in Chicago, and you described the experience, which I love, as the wedding you never had.
Yes, yes.
Now, I got to say, I once did a taping in front of a lot of friends and family. You're from Chicago.
I am.
So I'm sure a lot of friends and family came.
My mom was there.
Okay.
Yeah.
So friend and family came. But I like, the wedding you never had is positive. I felt like I was alive at my own funeral. That's how I felt.
Because I've been doing comedy for quite some time, 20 years. And then most comics don't really do well in their hometown. Like,
yeah.
It's a weird thing where you go home, you're like, you don't know me? I'm from here. And so it was kind of nice to realize like how supportive everyone was. Like,
yeah.
Everyone really wanted to see the hour.
You originally were, pursuing like theater and acting, and you had a roommate that actually encouraged you to try stand-up comedy.
Yes. I would just go into all these stories about how Grandma Moot on the south side of Chicago would take me to church and how she was really tough. You know, like there would be a woman who'd always give us candy. And I was like, I really like this woman. She's like, mm-hmm. She got all that makeup like Jezebel. So, and she had a poodle named Kunta Kinte. I mean, it was just, it just writes itself.
Yeah. So you're working at the theme restaurant Jekyll and Hyde. You're doing open mics. And then you get your first paying stand-up gig, opening for Tracy Morgan.
Oh, God, yes. Thank you for bringing that.
Okay, so how did that go? Did it change everything?
No. In the bad way. Like, it gave me a reality check. Because when you're doing all of the shows that are like bringer, you have your friends or, yeah, well, at that time it was my Haitian boyfriend who had like a huge family, so that was important. and they were very supportive. In that show with Tracy Morgan, I was asked at the last minute to do this show with Tracy Morgan, and I had to ask to get off that day from my manager at Jekyll and Hyde, which anyone who's waited tables know, that's almost impossible to get off. And at the time, I had on my khakis from Jekyll and Hyde. I still had ketchup stains. And went there, was so excited. But Tracy was on stage, which I should have paid attention to. Because that meant I was going to have to go after.
Yeah, you're not opening for him.
No. But I didn't know that.
Oh, that's weird.
They didn't tell me that. And Tracy was killing. He gets off stage, and I mean, they're thunderous. And I go on stage, and the first thing I say was, oh, well, I haven't performed in front of a black audience before. They're like, boo! I mean, like, they did. It was, like, really quiet, which is even worse. Then I was like, well, see, I grew up in a white neighborhood, and I tried to do that, and they were like, mm-mm. And I think I heard a woman go, she don't know herself, you know.
Whoa!
And then after the show, I see everyone, and it's like everyone clears from you. Like you're like an infected disease or something.
Yes.
So no, nothing happened from that day. and I continued working at Jekyll and Hyde, I think, for another year.
Yeah.
Keep your day job.
Did you kind of bounce back? Because you were kind of new to it.
I would continue to just work, you know? Because I loved stand-up. When I started, I was like, I know I'm good at this. I know that this was an experience that I just hadn't had, so I just need more of those experiences.
Yeah. All right, so Marina, because you worked at a theme restaurant called Jekyll and Hyde, we have a game for you about the wonderful and weird world of themed restaurants.
Oh, that's perfect.
Yeah. An exclusive Belgium restaurant is only open 10 days in June. It costs 295 euros a person, seats only 32 guests. Where are they seated? A, suspended 150 feet in the air by a crane. B, in a monastery with beer-brewing monks, or C, in a cave 500 meters below sea level?
I'm going to say the monks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That monk sounds right, doesn't
monks.
It?
I like to get drunk with some monks.
It's actually suspended 100 feet in the air by a crane.
Oh, really?
You're in some, hanging restaurant 150 feet in the air.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I don't think I want that. Or
I'd rather get drunk with the monks.
Drunk with the monks. Oh, maybe you know this one. Until 2012, a futuristic restaurant in Times Square invited patrons to ride what into the dining area? A, a UFO, B, the world's shortest monorail, or C, they got a piggyback ride from a Captain Jean-Luc Picard impersonator.
I think it's the first one.
UFO? Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that piggyback sounds like a lot of work for somebody.
No one would want that.
Yeah.
Do you remember Mars 2112? Do you remember that restaurant? It was closed for good in January of 2012, 100 years before schedule.
Oh, I forget how great you are. I love you, girl. Yes.
At medieval times, customers eat while watching a simulated jousting match. The chain has existed since the 1980s, but guess what? Recently, they came out of the dark ages, but in what way? A, customers now have to use silverware they can't eat with their hands for sanitary reasons. B, the live actors and horses have been removed and customers have a virtual reality experience. Or C, the lead role was changed to be a queen instead of a king.
Ooh. Because I'm a germaphobe, I want to say A.
Yeah.
No, virtual, that doesn't sound like that would be a successful... They would be closing soon.
I think you're right about that.
So I'm going to go with the C part because, it's time to make it a queen.
It is time to make it a queen. That's what they did.
Hey!
Yeah. But the waitresses are still referred to as wenches.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Can't have everything.
Can't have everything.
Can't have everything.
No, no.
You did it. You won. Fantastic. Great job, Marina.
Thank you.
Marina's podcast is called Friends Like Us, and her new comedy special, Single Black Female, is streaming now. Give it up for Marina Franklin, everybody.
Thank you.